Years ago when I went to Niagara Falls, I saw this wax figure on a tightrope over the street in Niagara Falls. And I learned that that's a real remembrance of an incredible moment in Niagara Falls history. It goes back to the turn of the century. The great Blondin, a great aerialist, had drawn a tightrope across the roar of Niagara Falls. And then he took his balancing pole and ran across the falls on that rope and back. I thought, man, this guy must be a crazy person. Well, there were thousands of people there to see him. And he said, now how many of you believe that I can take a 150-pound man across the falls on that wire in that wheelbarrow? All the crowd cheered. They hooted. They hollered. We do. We do. And he said, all right, who would like to climb in the wheelbarrow? There wasn't a big rush for the wheelbarrow. No. No, there was one volunteer, his manager. And he took him across and came back safely. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about cheering for Jesus, but missing him. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted. Okay, and then there were angels calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. And then a little later he said, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. Now, Isaiah here is just absolutely caught up in praise and worship. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. That's like many contemporary followers of Christ. I mean, you love praise music. You love to go to praise gatherings. You love praise concerts. I do too. You often hear, praise the Lord, and that's good. God invites our praise. He deserves our praise. He inhabits our praise. We need to lift him up and praise him. I mean, he is worthy of all the praise we give him and more. But see, praise doesn't end in itself. It's supposed to make a difference. As he sees how big God is, Isaiah begins to see what he's got to deal with in himself. It's kind of like, God, you are awesome, and now I see that I'm a mess. He's talking about his sin. See, after you've done all the praise the Lord's, are you saying, Lord, I've got a mess inside me that needs to be dealt with. We got to deal with our sin. Biblical praise isn't just a feeling. It leads to repentance, if it's a real deal. But then it leads to action. Here am I. Send me. Well, I'm concerned that a lot of our praise never gets past the experience of praise. And you look around, you say, I have seen the King, but I'm surrounded by people who've never seen him. Just like in the days of that aerialist with the tightrope over Niagara Falls, a lot of people cheering. A lot of people believed in him until it was a matter of getting into the wheelbarrow and resting everything on him. You know, you may have heard about Jesus your whole life. You're a very religious person. You may have a ton of Christianity in your background. But Jesus is going, thanks for cheering for me. Thanks for being enthusiastic about me. But did you ever get in the wheelbarrow? Did you ever pin all your hopes on him to carry you to heaven with him someday? If you've never really had that day when you put your trust in him, all you've heard and all that you've cheered for him will not matter. For it's getting in the wheelbarrow and letting Jesus take you home. That's what brings you to heaven. If you've never done that, I'd love to help you get started with him. Get this settled once and for all. Just, would you go to our website right away today? anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. And there you will find a man who thought you were worth so much that he went to a cross for you.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.